This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Friday. Guy Rushenthaler, one of our favorites, congressman here, take you inside. Why did the Democrats apparently not shut down the government? That's really good news. But a broad question. I liked how this went the other day when we asked, you know, as we're moving through the whole show, at any point in the show, we asked the fifth anniversary of COVID. You know, the thing that you take away from that, the reckoning, what we should all have agreed upon to stop them from doing it again. Thought I'd ask today, throughout the show, and Henry, I didn't tell you, so you can give me yours a little bit later. We're about 50 days in. Let's not get into the weeds, the amount of hours, roughly. All right? The half of the first 100 days, it feels like at least 6 months. What's the thing that you're happiest about that's happened, that's been done so far? Now, some of these are works in progress. Some of the stuff I'm not that happy about. But a lot of things I am. The number one thing for me, and look, if you listen to talk radio for years, you know that we've been exposing this stuff. But the average American, I don't think, has ever fully been exposed. And maybe we still haven't even yet gotten to the bottom of it. We haven't gone through the defense budget. How vast, wasteful, abusive, and fraudulent the federal government is. You got to say, that has been a front page story. Due to Doge, due to the personality of Elon Musk and the public profile of him, it's been huge. That would be mine. So throughout the show, when you think about it, what is it you're most happy with? If you're unhappy with something, that's fine too. You can say that, equal opportunity on that. But the most happy about with this election, I know that seems like that's not a grabber in the sense of something hot button. But it's the biggest thing of all. That's what he was elected to do, a number one thing, expose this, disrupt this. And it's emotion. It gives you an idea how hard it is. Now, I want to play, this is cut 16, Henry, and you put this together. And then I want to ask you, were you pretty surprised? The hurdles that RFK Jr. is going to have on the food issue. Now, I'm not... on the side, people are trying to press him to say that if you're on SNAP, you know, I would more look at the legitimacy, should you be on SNAP, that you can't get a whole array of things that are obesity products, soda. Maybe it's a soda tax in Philadelphia. Look, if we as a society think legitimately you ought to be on SNAP, food stamps, because of any number of conditions that are legitimate. Now, probably a quarter to a half are not legitimate. Then I think you ought to be able to get a soda. I don't know how you would rein it in fully. But what do we make of the fact that the American Heart Association, I'm reading this morning, we're going to play it for you. The people that work for them that were testifying in one of these state houses about a bill that would say, hey, if you're on SNAP, you can't get soda, cookies, things of that. We can't get chocolate chip cookies. Maybe you'll go back to work. Still reverberating Henry yesterday with the protesters. Don't these people work? Now they want to do a bigger protest at Trump Tower. I mean, it's just endless. They're out of jail by lunch, you know. Doesn't matter anyhow. They're not working anyhow. Yeah. I got to get back to work. Nah, it's, you know.
No, their jobs are so nice to them for letting them take their extended lunch break to go protest.
Yeah, getting locked up, the whole thing. No, you got all day. You got an 8 or 10 hour protest window. So here's the American Heart Association. And I offer this as evidence of what Kennedy is up against as far as the number of alliances and people that want to keep Americans eating, apparently, the things that they're eating. And again, I think if you're on food stamps, we shouldn't take away your right to have a soda. But I get the obesity argument here. The American Heart Association, you would think, would be saying, you know what, not for nothing, but you can't be doing this. Well, Americans are overweight, heart disease, number one cause. Here's what they said.
I often say that I can never be surprised in this building, but for the American Heart Association to be against this bill.
SB 379 seeks to remove soda, candy, potato and corn chips, and cookies from the list of items eligible for purchase with SNAP.
My name is Alec Puente, and I'm the Director of Government Relations for the American Heart Association. I'm here to testify today in opposition to Senate Bill 379.
I would encourage you to look at what it restricts.
The Heart Association is concerned about potential impacts of this bill on participation and population health. Imposing nutritional restrictions will interfere with the primary function of SNAP, reducing hunger, without reducing root causes of chronic disease.
I'm here because I want to support the children on this program and protect them from the chronic disease that sugar will lead them to develop. I actually advocated for this bill in Arizona and was shocked by the big soda company sending their own person to come and advocate for the fact that there's no correlation between soda consumption and obesity, which is just a straight up lie.
Okay. Now, I find this one to be fascinating because, look, I'm about choice. You know, RFK Jr. is giving mixed signals on the stuff. The whole world's pushing him. Chronic disease. We want to stop that. Well, what about these people, though? Or are you going to say, well, you let them continue to have it. We have to punish big soda now. Look, how safe are you going to make soda? Let's face it. You drink a good number of soda. There's a lot of sugar. You know, I know you can drink. You don't have to drink the worst. But we're back to the soda thing. Remember that in Philadelphia? We didn't like it when progressives put the soda tax on. So should Kennedy be making this restrictive? He seems to be leaning toward it. Henry, your thought?
I do think I find it weird that the American Heart Association is defending that. But
yes.
Yeah, you should be able to get whatever you want with your food stamps.
Yeah, but isn't we got to keep this one. It illustrates, people are asking me all the time, well, you know, why do these food companies, the cereal, or you and I talked to Dan the other day off the ledge after the show about the red dye, why it's in there and how they get away with this. You're not going to remove it. I mean, the only thing ultimately can remove it is Americans making choices here. Now, we ought to make it easier. Some of these are pretty toxic, but I think people should be able to get a soda even if they're on food stamps. If they're not on legitimately, then they shouldn't be on food stamps. But the American Heart Association, taking the other side, you have a sense of what Kennedy's facing. There's all kinds of groups for all kinds of reasons that are going to try to stop his rationale, which is the food supply. I think the American Heart Association is going to say exercise or God knows what. But really, I'm surprised at them. It doesn't look good to be on that side of it. Not even a little bit. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless All that you have to do is just push #1210 and you're in right now. We have an all-time side question today in a moment. And Guy Rushenthaler here. I'll give it to you after, Guy, I guess. One other thing. I mentioned to Dawn, and this is a survey out. Now, if you're a conspiracy artist, you got to tell me the we're winning. Why do you want to look for some way they're going to bamboozle us? We all know we've talked about Newsom blurting out with Charlie Kirk when Kirk was on him. And I think Kirk sounded like the host. He did a really good job on the podcast. Yeah, it is a fairness issue. I don't think people that are, did he call it trans or did he call it man or boys, should be in women's sports. New poll out this morning. This is the Echelon Insights poll. And it indicates that 60% of the 457 Democrat or Democrat-leaning respondents indicated they either somewhat or strongly agreed with Newsom that biological men who identify as women competing in women's sports is deeply unfair. A greater proportion strongly agreed, 31%, than the combined figure for those who either somewhat or strongly agreed. Along the same lines, a proportion of Democrats who believe the party should move to the center politically, 42%, doubles up the proportion who think they should move to the left. All right, so this is good news. Ah, the media is in on this. Stop it, Dom. We never can be happy about this. I'm not saying not to. I'm saying to prosecute this issue even more. That's what this tells me. So if this poll is true, 60% of self-described Democrats are Democrat-leaning, agree with this, why does the Democrat leadership then not do it? And we've been through this. They don't do it yet in the face of all this because they have a vocal base, the mob, that they're afraid of. The base of the party, they are very afraid of, despite the fact that apparently even more people, now with Republicans, it's way into the 90s, maybe the high 90s at this point. But that's what this poll tells me. We're winning on this issue. Stop worrying that we're giving aid and comfort to Newsom. It's not about that. All right, we'll take your calls. I'll give you the side question coming up too. And Guy Rushenthaler, Deputy Whip, will be with us. His thoughts on what's going on inside this continuing resolution. We told you yesterday, we heard the White House was very confident that Schumer was going to flip this way. Why? He's next on Talk Radio 1210. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano Show. We'll talk with Congressman Guy Reschenthaler momentarily here. And one of the things I'm going to ask him about is swatting. We had on Nick Sorter yesterday, this, shall we say, journalist on the road, the guy that's everywhere where there's a major thing going on. And he goes up to left-wing politicians on the street and ask them provocative questions also. Elizabeth Warren recently, Maxine Waters. And he came on yesterday to talk about the fact that his home was swatted with his sister and father there at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I talked with, somebody we're very friendly with and have the highest admiration, Pat Malloy, about this. Are police departments not react? Are they overreacting to this? I know that on the Kale & Company this morning, Sean Farage was on talking about being swatted. I think he was home with his wife and child. So here's Pam Bondi first talking about Tesla. And then people are saying today, are we going to do something about this? Joe Pags, nationally syndicated, great guy. Know him pretty well. He and his family were swatted just recently. It's an epidemic of this. They've gotten into it. The more they hear about it, the wilder they're gone. Going to have to nail one of these people and put him in jail for 10 to 20 years. Here's Bondi, though, talking about those that are attacking charging stations or Tesla dealerships. Here's what she said this morning.
We have people we're locking up on that. We have someone in jail right now from one of the dealerships. They threw a Molotov cocktail through a dealership. They're looking at up to 20 years in prison. So if you're going to touch a Tesla, go to a dealership, do anything, you better watch out because we're coming after you.
Wow.
And
well,
if you're
yep.
funding this, we're coming after you. We're going to find out who you are.
So, I mean.
Now, that's important, the funding part, and that I know it's a full plate, but we got to get on the swatting. All right, let's go. It's been quite a while. We've had one of our favorites from the 14th District in Pennsylvania, Guy Reschenthaler, who is the chief deputy whip. And the whipping did a great job this time around. You guys must have gotten new whips, Guy, because you only had one Republican who voted the other way on the big bill.
That's right, Dom. We only had one Republican defection on it. So Whip Emmer and I are thrilled with what we were able to achieve. And the president deserves a lot of credit, too, because his White House team was helping us immensely, and it was truly a team effort. But the fact that we only lost one Republican, we could have only lost two Republicans and still have it passed, really shows that moving forward, we're going to have a chance of actually passing Trump's agenda, which is what the voters want. This man was overwhelmingly elected, won all seven swing states. He has a mandate. So no one House Republican should be able to stand in the way of Trump's agenda.
Congressman, you're inside this more than I, but the people I have there in Washington, et cetera, they were telling me all the signals, and they thought the signals were correct from the Trump administration, was, all right, Schumer's going to be performative for a moment. He's going to call Republicans a name. But in the end, he's going to move them toward voting. Did you see that
right.
all along? And what's the tactical reason why he's doing that?
Well, so the situation, what I saw is us, it's called jamming the Senate, and specifically jamming the Senate Democrats, because obviously the Republicans are in control of the Senate. But for any spending bill, you need 60 votes in the Senate. So we knew we were going to need anywhere between 7 and 8 senators, Democratic senators, to vote for it. So what we needed to do is we needed to pass a clean continuing resolution and put those Democrats in a position of either defending unelected career bureaucrats from DOGE and defending or like fighting for waste, fraud and abuse when Elon Musk and the Trump administration is trying to eliminate waste, fraud and abuse in the federal government. I have them make that choice or vote with us on a clean continuing resolution. And the fact that we didn't need a single, now one Democrat did vote for it in the House, but we didn't need that vote. The fact that we were able to have 100%, this bill passed with 100%, one defection, but it was we hit the number with all Republicans, passed it to the Senate. It really did what's called jamming the Senate Democrats and put them in a bind. And we did that because we had unity in the House.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing because, you know, we have, I think Massey is a principled person. Rand Paul's a friend, and I think he's principled too.
Yeah.
But this is an on-ramp toward the bigger
right.
picture, given the mess that was there. And sometimes the I think people bought into that guys like you in leadership are not just doing this to get down to the next resolution. It's about fulfilling the Trump agenda, and you can't get there without doing this.
Exactly. And that's and Thomas Massie is a personal friend. I'm actually very close personally with Thomas. I know why he voted and why he did it. And he was very honest and upfront with myself and with Emmer. I wish he would have voted yes, but it wasn't like he surprised us. But it's absolutely at this point, if you have any one House Republican standing in the way of either a budget, a continuing resolution, spending bills, reconciliation, you name it, they're really thwarting the agenda of President Trump. And President Trump, like I said before, President Trump has this mandate. And so it's uncalled for to have one member just stand against a mandate when, again, the man won overwhelmingly and he won all seven swing states.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mentioned you may have heard some of that. Somebody who's frequently on Talk Radio 1210 and a guest that I have on a lot, conservative analysts, et cetera, were both swatted. Joe Pagliarulo, nationally syndicated. This is all within the last 24, 30 hours. Pam Bondi going after the Tesla mob, which is good.
Yeah.
Are you hearing from people on this? Do you have a sense of it, Guy? And what can be done about it? We're told that, hey, it's pretty hard to trace and do that, but we got to make an example out of this. This is rampant and could be deadly.
Right. Well, so there's so much that Pam Bondi is doing at DOJ. Right. I'm actually heading to DOJ later today because there's going to be a display of a large fentanyl bust, which but the last administration did nothing on fentanyl, by the way. Fentanyl, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania outpaces other states. We're fifth largest in the nation in terms of population, but we're third in fentanyl deaths. It's to the point now where over 300 people a day die of fentanyl. It would be like a commercial airliner going down once a day for the last 4 years and nobody even caring about it. So Pam Bondi is going to get to that. Then a lot of the weaponization of government that we saw in the last administration where you had the administration and the executive branch basically running roughshod over the Fourth Amendment, running roughshod over norms in the government, and really weaponizing the entire apparatus to go after Republicans. And we saw this with Navarro. We saw it with President Trump himself. Those around Roger Stone. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's good that Pam Bondi's finally getting to it. And then you couple that with what DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, is doing, rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse. The fact that you have people that are 150 years old that are collecting Social Security, clearly that's fraudulent. You add all that together, and we're going to see a golden age of not only American government, but of America that President Trump is going to usher in.
What's the next big thing? What are you involved in? What are we going to see out of the House, you know, relatively imminent over the next couple weeks?
It's all about, Dom, it's all about reconciliation at this point. And the importance of reconciliation is you reconcile the budget with federal spending.
Okay.
And the reason reconciliation is so important is it deals with non-discretionary spending. So Medicaid, for example, other items in the government that you don't address through the appropriations process, which is discretionary spending. That would be like spending on the military, spending
right.
on foreign aid. Okay. So the other important thing about reconciliation is you don't need to have 60 votes in the Senate. You can pass it with a 50,
right.
51 vote. So we can do reconciliation on a totally partisan basis and make this as MAGA as possible. It's just an issue of, will it be far enough to the right to get our hardliners on board, and will be close enough to the center so our moderate members won't be exposed to a very hard reelection in the next cycle. So there's going to be a happy medium, but the fact that we don't need Democratic votes means that we can really effectuate most of President Trump's agenda, at least with non-discretionary spending in the reconciliation process.
Would you say sometime in the summer is reasonable on a vote on that?
Well, we're shooting for like late May. I think we're trying to have this.
Okay.
Now that's like everything is going according
right.
to plan and
right.
running smoothly. But we need to get this done so that way you can focus on the FY26 spending bills. This continuing resolution only goes to September 30th.
Right.
So in the meantime, between now and then, you've got to do reconciliation. Needs three reconciliation bills. The decision is that we're going to just do, as President Trump describes, one bill and just do it in one go. Then you need to have the appropriations process work on discretionary spending for FY26. So when we hit September 30th, we have all the spending bills ready to go and we can pass that. And then by that time, Dom, you're looking at the election. The next election cycle is kicking off, so it's going to be a wild few months, and we're going to go right into to re-election, where hopefully we're going to expand the House majority and pick up even more seats in the Senate, and really move Trump's agenda in his last 2 years.
Well, let's hope that's the case, Scott. Thank you very much. Busy schedule. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
anytime
Dom.
You have something you want
anytime.
To talk about, love to hear from you.
You got it. Thanks for all you do.
Thank
Bye.
You. There's the deputy whip, Guy Reschenthaler here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. By the way, at 1 o'clock, we're going to Sicily. Well, we're going to be talking with our tour guide in Sicily from Conservative Tours. Give you a little flavor of that. I hope that you've at least gotten the information by now. You heard Anne-Marie Muldoon yesterday and some others contacted me already looking at this and in there. So this is going to be a fabulous trip. That'll be at 1 o'clock today, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Side question today. Thanks to Minnie from Texas on the YouTube chat suggesting, hey, today is Pi Day, 3.1416.
How many digits, Tom? How many digits can you do?
Oh, how many far out? I don't have any memorized after that. How many do you have?
Just 3.14.
Okay. I thought it was 1.6, too, after that. But that means teachers bring in Pi today. What the heck? It's a Friday. It's Pi Day. So many suggested, ask people for something, I guess, as American or more American than apple pie. All right? You know, apple pie was always included in that. You get the premise before we start the calls to Henry? Something that represents, or a person or thing. Now, look, we're going to take Uncle Sam off. Uncle Sam's never going to win anymore. It's a budge wire category. People have done that before. I'm going to take off the American dream. I know it's redundant here, but the American dream to me is the most powerful thing out there. When you see people tear up thinking about America, is the land of opportunity. Only in America can you do these things. You know, maybe there's a nation here or there, but we emphasize it more. It's big. It's unbelievable. You're only limited by what you're willing to do, your talent, your drive, etc. So the American dream is what I would put in there. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two. And this first one's going to be a twofold here.
Yeah.
Big trucks.
Right.
Certain gas laws we have now, right. You can only have giant pickup trucks. No longer are the small pickup trucks available in the newer models. And just, you know what? Driving a big pickup truck, it just seems American. It's very America. I don't think you see that in Europe. You wouldn't see it in Asia for sure.
The
other one I'll take off is the Red Solo Cup.
It's
unique here to America. You might see it in movies and shows, and you'll have it at parties of your own. So I think that's a very American thing.
Get a cup, make it red.
Yeah.
That's the American dream. Bang. Look at what happens. All right. So that's what we're looking for. Zone in on that. Also, coming up, I told Dan, I don't know if I told Henry, I'm not ready to announce fully Giordano Productions, what we'll be producing. It won't be produce. But Dan and Henry involved, too, with it, and it's got a big backer, and I think you're going to hear some big stuff this year. So I had a foreman, LLC, Giordano Productions. After we take a couple calls, I'll tell you what I got in the mail yesterday from the state government about an obligation I have under federal and state law to display something. Okay, maybe I would want to ignore that or not. It's America, after all. It's one employee, me. I'm not an employee. I'm the, on various days, the executive director, and other days, the president. I need a higher title for that. Ruler of the world. Anyhow, I have to pay them $108 for them to produce this. It's crazy. I don't want to put it up. There's nobody there that's going to see it. Freddie the cat, maybe, and he may reject it. But under federal law, we have to do it. I have the document. I'll hold it up, blur it, whatever, but 855-839-1210. We're going to take your calls. Yes. Something that is American in the realm of, as Henry said, Solo Cups, American Dream, Apple Pie, take Uncle Sam off. It could be a person, a trend, a thing, something that you think represents what it's all about. Every bit as much as Apple Pie or more. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. So coming to your calls, I'm just going to hold it up and I'm blur stuff here. I don't think you can see everything, but I have found it and I'm not ready to announce. We'll announce the big thing once everything's all set to go. Giordano Productions. All right. More on that probably next week when all the funding and everything is there, what we're producing.
Ooh, what
I think you're going to like it. It's going to be pretty big. But anyhow, I get this letter from the state government vis-a-vis the federal government because they are the ones that made up the LLC. Your business is obligated under federal law to display a current compliant labor law poster. What? Where am I getting that?
Like a propaganda poster?
Yes.
What?
This applies regardless of the number of employees, whether it's one or 1,000. It's federal law to display up-to-date employment posters in the workplace, including information about workers' compensation benefits. Am I going to give myself workers' compensation benefits? Yes, I need to have that there so I can see it. Is Freddy the cat going to have to see this if he doesn't want to comply with...
Put it right next to the beware of cat sign.
Yeah, beware of the cat sign. And if I don't do this, failure to comply with these postings regulations as outlined in Federal Law 29 USC can result in potential fines exceeding $7,000 per violation each time.
Each time you don't have a poster?
Yes. Additionally, noncompliance may toll lawsuits based on the failure to display mandatory posters. Okay, this is all bad. Send me the poster. We'll put it up. No, you got to pay them $108 for the posters. So I'm going to see by a source, Dan, if I can get a breakdown. Why does it cost $108? What are we getting for the $108 here?
A piece of paper?
Yeah. No, it's a poster. Well, it's art. It's a poster art. That you,
you can go to Home Goods and get a...
Yes, exactly.
A wall cover cheaper than that.
I could get some
like
stuff.
$45.
Have Rose a good printer. Print it up. Compliant. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Then we'll have to vote on where do we put this inside Giordano Productions.
Like one of those workers' rights fists or something.
Yes, probably is.
Yeah.
This is exactly the type of nonsense. Who passed this law? How do they get away with this? For a one person, how am I getting workers' compensation benefits, you know, that the as the employer and person doing the work? All right, 855-839-1210.
Great point.
I need to hear from some people that, do you have this where you are? Come on, we have thousands of small business people.
So do you have to get like the official
yes.
poster, or can you like download what they have, print it from Staples and just display it? And how would they tell the difference?
Oh, no, they want their $108.
Like, do they scan the paper to make sure it's like the perfect amount of cotton in the blend or something? Like,
yeah, they say, please allow up to 2 weeks for delivery.
Come on.
Of the, here it is,
just
the 2025 all-in-one labor law poster. All-in-one. Can you imagine these maniacs, the minutia of this? Sad that Trump has
Ron Swanson makes a good point.
Yeah.
Says, you have zero employees. Nobody's going to complain about it except yourself. So as long as you don't report yourself, you're good, right?
Let's see what it says. You know what? I have to ask my tax guy and then the lawyer about this.
Yeah.
It says for 1 to 1,000 employees, but I don't see the definition of employee here. If you're a subcontractor, I'm not sure. and I'm not an employee. How could I be an employee of my own thing?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe that's the loophole.
But I don't think they're sending random individuals out to businesses one by one to make sure they have this. I think it only comes from complaints, right?
You see, the only thing is I can't depend on Ro. They knock on a door. She'll give them a cup of tea. Come on in.
Not only that, Ro, did you call? That called on me, Ro?
Yeah, listen to this. They'll be listening to the show. Oh, that's it. It's going to be $50,000 each time on this. Oh, it's a scam alert here. All right, Keith in Ridley Park. All right, Keith, what do you say?
Yeah. It's a scam, Dom. They send those out. It's like a printing company that puts all the regulations in one sheet of paper for you.
Oh.
And it's like laminated, you know, so you have to read the fine print to see where you send the money to.
I'm reading the fine print, though, and it's there's state documents here on the back.
Yeah, Tuna on YouTube says, I get those notices all the time, throw them away.
Listen to these people. They're all outing themselves. I have nothing to do with it.
But you don't have to send them the money. You can print it all out yourself. You can probably get a copy of whatever you think you need to
print.
For
some reason, the address is in Nigeria. I don't know why.
No, it's not in Nigeria, though. All right, Keith, I'm taking your advice there. But the address is Camp Hill, Pennsylvania for the LPCC.
Of course.
Look them up,
absolutely.
Dan.
Absolutely, sure.
The LPCC.
They're going to use Camp Hill. They're going to use Harrisburg. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's where their post office box is.
These are printers that send this. You know, the trigger device, just once I got this LLC, my mail has quadrupled every day.
Yeah. Every scam in the world will come and get you, try to get you to buy something.
I appreciate you doing that, but you're ridding me of a great talk radio bit. We're going to take busloads to Harrisburg. We want to see where they're making these labor practice things.
That would be a good one. That would be a good one.
Oh,
that would be
God.
Good.
All right. Well, Keith, thank you. Thanks, Keith, very much for the help here. All right. We'll see if people agree with that.
I am getting flooded with calls of just people saying, this is a scam. Dom, it's a scam.
Scam, Dom. Scam alert.
So.
Well, I think this is a legal document.
All these callers who say they've got it as well say it's a scam.
Look, when we bought the new house, we got a ton of like these types of really official, like do not open kind of documents.
We're going to have to, Dan, if you can Google and call at some point during the show.
Should you say the
LPCC? Yeah, it's Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. It's 3401. Hartsdale Drive, Hartzdale. It's in a suite. Now, that seems scam-like to me.
It seems very scam. Like, I've looked it up.
Yeah.
LPCC in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's just bringing up licensed professional clinical counselors.
That's such a basic name.
Right.
Something untraceable.
Okay.
You would never find. Yeah, up in Camp Hill.
Well, Camp Hill's near Harrisburg, so that they're trying to. The labor law poster requirement.
There's nothing
notice.
Online
man,
about
the small
this
print
company,
on this is so small. It looks maybe Elon Musk can head over on his way and pop in on these guys. No, I would love to. Whether they're a scam business or legit, I'd love to talk to somebody on the air and. Hear what they have to say about it. Let me go to Charlie in South Jersey, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, first time I've ever called a radio show, but as soon as I heard you speaking, I knew I get them all the time. I know it's a scam. In fact, while I was listening to you, I remember that they send you a self-addressed envelope.
Yes.
So you don't even need the postage to send it in.
I'm reading a small print here that says they're a non-governmental publisher of labor law employment posters.
South Philly guy. Well, I'm surprised. I'm from 17th and Mifflin. I'm surprised
wait a minute, though. Isn't it? It intrigued me because for talk radio's sake, I was already
going to head down to the corner and buy one of those movies.
Yeah, I'm not reading the small print. I wanted to see what we're getting here. I want to see if we can get these guys on.
So what I did a couple of years, then I stopped wasting my time, was I would send it back in so that they would have to pay the postage, and I would say, no thanks, scam artist. And then I obviously erase my name so they didn't know it was me. So at least they paid the postage, and I could give them a little jab.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charlie, very much here. Dan, these guys know how to ruin talk radio, I'm telling you. All right.
No fun. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Robot speeds. Dom, you interested in buying a bridge?
Well, this isn't quite that, though.
No,
I mean,
it's
this,
not. No,
they did.
It's concerning. I look at it. I don't want to get punished.
Well, here's the question I have, though. The next question I was going to ask is, what's the state government doing about this since the second page is copied very officially, I've seen this stuff before, Pennsylvania state panels included this, that, and the other. Are they looking at this, Josh Shapiro, and saying, no, this is causing difficulty for people just starting a business? How about somebody visit them? Let's see if they're compliant in their office. Do they have ventilation? Do they have the posters up? All right. So there's no federal law that says you have to have this poster up. That's the next thing I was
thinking. Don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. We'll get you in. We'll take more calls on this. Don't forget the side question. Thank you, Minnie. This is a great one. I really like this coming off of the notion of Pi Day. As American as apple pie, what is an all-time American or something really American? Dan, you didn't have a chance to give us yours yet.
Wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah. Like professional wrestling. Hulk Hogan.
They don't have that
American
in your... Well, they adopt an American
they
persona.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the whole idea of the entertainment that comes with wrestling and all, it's
okay.
It's so big and bombastic. It's so American.
Ah, I see where you're going. James Brown is American to me. The song, you know, was it Living in America?
Mm-hmm. Great one.
Riley used to play that as his theme song on the radio show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. James Brown. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Now, we're probably going to hear from our tour guide a little bit later in the show. The plane's slow landing in Sicily. Come on, Giuseppe, land that plane. But we are going to Sicily, and we want you to come with us. You've heard us talk. Dawn's gone to Italy again. I've been to Italy twice. Once was years ago. Last time was a couple of years ago with a great number of listeners. Leslie Fishapine was kind of like the mini tour guide. That's what happens with this. And people told me how comfortable they felt on this trip because they could talk about what they really feel about all that's going on in the world and not have to worry, oh man, can't be doing that on this trip. That might be trouble. No, you can do all of that. And we are going to Sicily, most intriguing imaginable. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. How about joining me and Ro for the sun, the sea, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall? I'll be heading to Europe again and only with the best conservative tours. $55.44, that includes airfare. The dining events alone are legendary. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans, all of this, call them. They'll send you the information instantly, 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com, conservativetours.com, another highlight of the trip. We will be touring all the locales for Godfather 1, 2, and I'm not sure. It's in dispute. It's kind of like these posters. I'm not sure if I'm going to the Godfather 3 locale. I can't think of any in there other than wetting our beaks and that hotel room in Atlantic City where they shut the doors on them and had the helicopter come over. I really want to see the locale of Godfather 3. Well, we'll see.
Well, you can go to Atlantic City.
That's true, but Godfather 1 and Godfather 2, of course, I want to see those locales.
They hit him with 5 shots and he's still alive.
And the crown jewel of Sicily, that has to be Taormina. I'll see you there, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. It's ancient, it's charming, it's picturesque, and it's always a country within a country. I will see you in Savoca. But the thing you have to do to get this ball moving is call 888-733-9494. All right, boy, Henry's having to take a break. What's he, cooling down here from all these calls?
You need to take a walk.
What the heck is going on? Yeah. He's smashing stuff. Dom Giordano Show. I'm coming to your calls on this, you know, tell me what else I have to experience with an LLC. And I'm announcing a little bit more of what we're doing at that big speech this afternoon in downtown Philadelphia. I think it's standing room only. They tell me they're talking to the fire marshal to get more people in there when I come over there. Nice hotel.
Do they have chairs or is everybody standing?
They have chairs, but I think there'll be a lot of standing, too.
Okay.
One other quick thing. Fox, now we all know about separate bedrooms, which I oppose. Mm-hmm. Separate bank accounts, I really oppose that stuff. Yeah. I've been through that for years. Fox now talking about should couples have separate bathrooms? And yes. I'm thinking of poor Maisie.
I agree with that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, it's
poor
yeah.
Maisie. Oh, man.
It's actually how we live.
You need two bathrooms?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Is
yeah.
one a full bathroom or is it a powder room?
So in our master suite, we have a master bath that I use.
Okay.
And then we have another full bathroom upstairs
wow.
that she uses that she's completely taken over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you go with separate bathrooms.
Uh-huh.
A bathroom divorce.
And a lot of that is, though, because God. For a long time, she was waking up before I started doing the Dawn show. She was waking up much earlier than I was, so she wanted to kind of get out of the room rather than taking a shower in the master bath and then waking me. And
two bathroom house.
There are reasons for it, though. I don't know. Does Ro have a lot of product that she leaves out on the top of the sink?
No, not necessarily. No, nothing at all. She just...
It's easier for the female rather than having to pack everything up and then unpack it when you're getting ready and packing it back up.
When I start my countdown and I leave precisely at 10:10 every morning, it's like the 3:12 to Yuma. Out of there. Get out. Yeah, but it'll only be a minute. Out of there. I have it timed.
Will you leave early or will you actually wait for the clock to hit the time before you leave?
I try to make my door be opening at 10:09 if I can. Yes.
Very regimented.
Very regimented. And today, the last 2 days, I've had a fight for the parking space at this media lot out here.
What do you mean,
Dan?
Fight? Like, you're getting out and like, throwing
Uncle
fists?
Boss. One, I had to get another guy. I think it was a KYW guy. We're pounding on this bus door telling this woman... She's got a school bus parked in there. This is where we have to park our
car.
She says, well, I'm just waiting for them to get out. They're going to radio me. Uh-uh. You're in violation.
This is
a media lot. Yeah. It's not an airport waiting room.
It's not an idle section.
Right. And today, a giant Amazon truck was in there.
Oh, come on.
Double parked?
Get out. Huh? No, that's right. Yeah, he was in.
That's the worst is when they double park and there's a spot to the left of them and you can't get in. But no, he was actually parked in the spot.
He was parked in the spot. And then when I get the woman with the bus out, along with the other guy, he's banging on the window on one hand and I'm where the door is. This guy pulls up and says, can I park here? And I said, can't you see the sign?
Oh,
does it have to be bigger? You will be towed.
Do people not pay attention? Especially with the PPA as...
Yeah, right. Well,
they're so strict, you would think that people pay attention to signs in Philadelphia.
My theory is we're in a place where it's hard to park. And this is an oasis sitting there sometimes of 6 or 7 cars you could get in there. And they see it, and it's like they're in the desert. They don't care.
It's a mirage.
I'm parking here.
But I'd get that if it didn't also say tow away zone right under there as well.
I know. I would move it up. It's worth it. Put another tow sign in there, you know?
You know, maybe the accounting of taking the ticket versus finding a garage might make sense for some, but no, this is a tow away zone too. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know. $50, $52, whatever it is, that's still pretty stiff, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
But who in the world, the woman saying, well, I got to wait till these kids get out of the building and they'll radio me. No, not happening here.
And I hate to say, I don't know if she's working for the school that's right nearby, but there's school parking right around the corner that I think you can pull into. And that's the purpose is for the buses to wait there.
Right. There's plenty of places where you can pull a bus to the side as long as you're sitting there.
Yeah.
No. The one oasis that we have.
I'm sorry, Dom. I'm sorry. So where'd you end up parking?
Oh, I waited him out, honking the horn and all until they moved. Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
I park right in there.
No.
I get in every day this week. So only one time if I had to pay this month.
Let me build this picture then. Were you laying your horn at a school bus this morning?
No, I was knocking on the window of the school bus. And the guy from KYW was knocking on the side where the driver was.
Oh, okay.
And just saying, no, you got to go. You don't understand. You can't stay here. My goodness. But the kids, make them walk. They're pre-K.
That's a good point.
Get out of the line.
Get some exercise.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. All right, we're coming to your call straight away. Our guest from Sicily will be here later in the show, but we'd love to get you in and hit us something. And I'll continue to take the scam thing. I think it's good. We got a lot of small business people with knowledge of this. What do they bump it up to then? But I want to see if we can smoke these people out. This seems like a lot of effort. To get people, it looked like the exact paper and print, the font, Dan, that I have here is very much what you get when you get something from Harrisburg. It looks exactly like it.
They do it that way, though.
Yeah. But can you use all the same type of stuff and put the official
seems that way.
Put the official government material in here? There's some official government material in here?
They can even say things like final notice or suspension of coverage.
Those I see. They look pretty scammy to me.
Yeah.
This looked pretty – and it's just what I think the federal government would do. 855.
So there is a section on postercompliance.com. I guess there's a poster compliance center where they actually warn about these kind of things.
Ignorance of the law is going to be my defense here. I knew nothing about it.
And no, nothing. I see nothing.
They're going to pull up this audio.
And Rose at home saying, well, I think this would be a good place to put it. Oh, my God. Please. No. Right. We'll have to take Dan's handcrafted Dom-Dome down and put the labor thing in there.
You don't do that.
No,
That took like tons of hours of manpower.
I was thinking of putting it as a backdrop behind me as we fight the federal government on what Giordano
Productions
is about.
Do you want me to handcraft you a labor compliance
poster? That's what I need. All right, Minnie. Come on, Minnie. You got to have a meme up on Facebook, on Twitter on this. Come on, Minnie. We know you can do it. Picture us with labor compliance all around us, federal laws all around us.
OSHA. Give us some hard hats.
Yeah. That's right. Do you have hard hat compliance? 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.